Welcome to the Coffee and Questions podcast. I am your host, Michelle Berman-Michael, and my mission with this podcast is simple: to help realtors and loan officers across the world tap into the value Instagram can have for them and their business. To me, organic business that comes to us is the name of the game. On this show, you're going to hear from myself, other experts across social media, and also others that are just like you, selling real estate and doing loans and doing it at a high level on social media.
Michelle, my friend Michelle with Berman Media, how are you this morning?
I am good. I am not complaining. It's beautiful. And we've spent several hours outside already today.
Oh,
it's
how nice.
Nice.
How it's nice. You know, I said morning, but it's actually afternoon here. What time is it for you?
11:30. So,
okay. Still morning. We were sort of laughing in the beginning because this is different for both of us, right? Because we are moms and we believe in efficiency. We are like dual interviewing each other for our respective podcasts. So, why don't you start by telling our audiences, about you and what you do?
Yeah, I love that. And this is so fun. Like, I've never done an episode like this. So I think my audience is equally going to think that this is super cool. So if you're in my audience and you already know this, sorry. But for Karen's audience, those of you guys who don't know me, my name is Michelle Berman-Michael. I have been in the industry for almost 10 years. November will be officially 10. Hard to believe it's been almost a decade. But here we are. And I actually own a company called Berman Media PD, created a course back in 2019 called Beyond the Method. And the premise of what I do is I teach real estate agents and mortgage professionals how to leverage their existing audiences, the data that they already have, as well as the communities that they've already built within their careers to scale through the Instagram platform. So we practice what we preach here. Active prospecting is all pretty much everything that we do. I am on the personal side. I'm a mama. I have a 2.5-year-old. I am a wife. I have a very crazy crew of animals over here. I have 2 dogs and a cat. I am very into fitness. So I am a competitive CrossFitter. I also run half marathons. And my husband runs road marathons. So we do a lot of fitness in our home. And aside from that, I'm a diehard coffee person, and you can find me in any and every local coffee shop and never at a Starbucks.
Of course. Now my crazy crew, we were talking in the beginning how, oh my gosh, like, you know, my dogs are so quiet. Well, they're not, because now, you know, of course they're going to act up. Hey,
I was going to say, I can't even hear them. So that's excellent.
Because there's an old one and she, all of a sudden, like, they're sound asleep and she starts barking at the young one. So, okay. I love it. So we have a lot of similarities in terms of the farm of animals. Because mine, of course, they've been quiet all morning and now they're starting to act up.
Now I hear them.
Okay. I just shoved her out the door. A really old 12-ish year old chocolate lab and a 3-year-old German Shepherd. And for whatever reason, the lab, I think she's getting senile because she will, like, out of the blue, like, they were both asleep, and then she suddenly starts, like, aggressively barking at the other one. So anyway, back to where we were. So that's awesome. So I love getting to hear about you.
Yeah, I would say now, if you don't mind, my audience doesn't know who you are, Karen. So I would love for you to be able to tell my audience a little bit about you and what you do. And I love what you do, but I can't wait to hear it from you.
Thank you. So I've been in the real estate industry for 22 years, which feels like a blink of an eye, but it also feels like an eternity, especially right now. I like to say that I have held every role that there is to have from kind of an agent or broker's perspective. I started out on a traditional Rainmaker team. I was a listing specialist. I've been a solo agent. I have been a managing broker. And of course, now I am a team leader. So I am a team leader of the Platinum Group Real Estate team. We are affiliated with Real Brokerage. Our team has been around now for almost 9 years. And in addition, and we've closed in that time, like when I kind of compile everything that I've done in my career, it accounts for over $1.7 billion in real estate sales volume. So we do a lot of business. Our local team, we are geographically located. We are in the DC metro area. So I personally live about an hour and a half outside of Washington, D.C. But we actually have agents on our team throughout the U.S. So we are a national team. I also am the founder of a little group called Empowering Women in Real Estate.
Little.
Which is 36,000 women across the country in the real estate industry. So it's mostly realtors. We have some lenders. We have some title reps. And I started that group 10 years ago. And it was one of those, you know, shower ideas that we get. And it has the best kind. And it has grown into so much more than just a group. It has, you know, we have, of course, a podcast, which is how you and I are talking today. We have a coaching program. You know, there's just so many elements to what we do. And it has truly been the biggest surprise of my life, from a career perspective. From a personal note, I am a wife, as well. My husband is a career firefighter. I have 3 sons, all teenage boys. Yes. No fitness over here. Lots of lacrosse. Lacrosse is what we deal with in my family. So I have one that plays in college. I have one that's a college, that's a senior in high school. He's going to be going to college and playing in the fall. And then I have one that is homeschooled. 3 cats, 2 dogs, all the things.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I remember coming across your Facebook group, and I don't even know how I found it, which is kind of the beautiful thing, right? That means social media is working. But I went through and I was like, oh, I need to message Karen because there's obviously some synergy here. And when I did that, I looked in our DMs and we had talked like 2.5 years ago about something else. And I just remember like thinking to myself in that moment, I was like, how beautiful is that? That Instagram and just social media, Facebook, all of it together can bring 2 people together at so many different phases in their career. And I think I even said to you when we first talked, if we would have done this 2.5 years ago, I don't think that I was in a position to be able to add as much value as I can now to the real estate community, just because I think what I've accomplished in 2.5 years is crazy to me. But I do want to talk about your Facebook group, if you're okay with it, because while in theory, my podcast is more focused on the Instagram side, I do want to talk about how you correlate what you do in the Facebook group to what you're doing on Instagram, if there is a parallel.
I feel like they support each other, right? It's almost kind of, it's kind of like a little peanut butter and jelly, like they support each other, but in different ways. And it's really been fascinating to me. Instagram is my favorite platform, but it wasn't always that way. It was Facebook. Facebook is, you know, I'm 50, I'll be 51 this year. You know, there's all sorts of demographic statistics, I'm sure, that we could talk about where different people are based on, you know, age ranges and all those sorts of things. But what I have found was, for me, you know, the Facebook group is amazing. It's a wonderful community that I love being a part of. But unfortunately, the Facebook algorithms don't support groups, I think, quite like they used to. And so there's a whole world of women out there that we've never connected with before, that I haven't had the opportunity to meet or engage with, that actually haven't even heard of our group. And so that's where Instagram really comes in for me, because I'm able to reach an entire new segment of the women in real estate population that I never could before. And then they're coming and participating in our group, or they're hearing the podcast and then they're coming and participating in the group. So I feel like it all just kind of works really nicely together.
Yeah. And I also think, to reiterate that, with if this is like where my brain is going, which is, how do we leverage the group, right? And I have a Facebook group too. It's about a little over 2,000, which is great for what we're doing. But the group is super engaged. But the cool thing about it is I leverage the data that I have with that group to prospect on Instagram, right? So a lot of the times, and vice versa. So if I'm talking to someone in my DMs on Instagram and they're not in the group, or maybe they're not quite ready to hire us yet, right? Maybe they're not quite ready for private coaching or the course, but they want more of what I have. I'll say, hey, go join the Facebook group, because there's a ton of free value in there. And then my executive assistant actually calls every single person that joins our Facebook group, does an intro warm call. And they love it. They love hearing from somebody like that, because they're like, wait, really? All you're doing is just calling to say hi? And it's, that's exactly what we do. But then we take the people that are in our Facebook group that are not following me on Instagram, and we cross-pollinate those two. So I agree 1000%. Like, what a great supplement to what we're doing, and you can truly touch both age groups of, or demographics is a better way of saying that, that you're after.
Right. Well, and I feel too that like, I think the mindset of engagement is different in a Facebook group than it is maybe on Instagram, right? Like I feel it myself. I write, you know, I don't know if you call it blogging or whatever you want to call it, but you know, I have written like from the heart in that group 5 to 7 times a week for 10 years. And a lot of times somebody will reach out to me and say, oh my gosh, you need to put this on your, you know, public page, or you need to turn the, and like, it doesn't like, it feels like it needs to be safe, and it's safe within the walls of the group. And whereas maybe that content wouldn't be shared on Instagram, and I see it with our members, you know, I see them being comfortable, being vulnerable in the group about their struggles, their challenges, where maybe they wouldn't want to put that on a more public looking platform than Instagram. But then it helps me because I can see, okay, this is the touch point. This is an area where women are really struggling. This is a pain point in their business. And then I can then use that for content on Instagram.
Yeah, so true. And I just did a Facebook Live this morning, or earlier this morning, about passion projects that we have in our life, and how we can tie that into content. And I think this is something that a lot of people are scared of, right? Because the age old question of how much is too much business, how much is too much personal, I swear I hear it every single day and have for 10 years, right? But I'm guarantee I'll wake up tomorrow and have a call with someone and they'll ask the same question. But for me, being able to weave what you're talking about, the personal and vulnerable and raw sides of what we're doing into the content, has become a really fun conversation for me with my clients. Like I interviewed somebody yesterday to become a private coaching client of mine, and he's been in the mortgage industry since 1973. Like this guy has been in the game for a long time. And he goes, Michelle, am I just too old for this? Like, can I do it? Because I don't even have an Instagram platform. I was in wholesale for a long time, got out. Now I'm in the broker space. I don't have a database. I don't have a CRM. I don't have any of that. And I said, you know, to leave his name out of it, but I said to him, you know, what do you love to do? Like, let's talk about you. What do you love as a human being? What do you love to do? And we ended up talking for 45 minutes, and he loves archaeology. Like diehard archaeology person. And I said to him, I said, how fascinating if we can tie your love for something like archaeology into how you produce content, right? And he goes, wait, really? And I'm, absolutely. Because if you think about the foundations of archaeology, or like how careful you might have to be in order to look at a fossil or study a fossil, well, isn't that the same thing that correlates to how we buy a home, how we hire a real estate agent, how we hire a mortgage professional, right? We have to be very careful. We have to really focus on the foundations of the things that are important to us. Yep. Hello, parallel, right?
Yes, I love that.
The vulnerability you're talking about, I think ties, and I personally believe gives people permission, right? To create content, to find their tribe, and to find the community that they want to speak into, which then ties into prospecting and all the other pieces.
Well, that's really what it's all about, because I think, you know, and again, maybe this varies based on kind of the age demographic that we're talking about, but I know that the way that I was kind of brought up in the world, right, in the world of business, in the world of real estate in the beginning, there was very much kind of an added distance, right, that we kept, where we kept that professional and that personal really kind of apart. And you didn't really want to cross that line. And I think that it's a really actually a beautiful thing that it's changed, because we can't, you know, what is it that they say? Like, you know, when you try to appeal to everyone, you actually appeal to no one. And there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise in the world. There's a lot of noise on social media. There is a lot of noise within our industry. And you have to, if you are just trying to be vanilla and you are just trying to be so neutral that you're going to appeal to everyone, well, you can't stand out. Like, nobody's going to see you. Mm-hmm. So when you can have that thing that is your thing, right? So for that gentleman, it's archaeology. You know, for someone else, it might be something different. You know, there's an agent on my team. Her thing is corgis. Like, she is so into corgis, like the dog. And so to the point where, like, people send her gifts now all the time. Clients, people that follow her on it. Because every time they see something that's a corgi, they think of her. And that's the point, right? So she's kind of attracting her tribe. Can you speak to something that you said, and I have an opinion, and my guess is you and I probably have the same opinion, about that personal and business part of it. You know, I think in the beginning, everybody, you had to have a personal Facebook, and then you had to have a business Facebook, and then you had to have the, what are your, tell us your thoughts on that.
Absolutely not, right? I think you, it's one and the same. And I have spoken on this 100 times, and I'm so glad that you asked, because I want your side of it too. And obviously from the look of you shaking your head, we're probably very aligned on this, but I have had a personal account on Instagram many, many years ago. I haven't posted on it since forever, honestly. And the reason for that is I really found a kind of a calling, or maybe a voice, like finding my own voice in my community of quote Instagram marketing companies, right? Which I hate that term, because I feel like when you say that, a lot of times people's face just immediately deflates, because you're like, oh, another one, right? But really, what we do has been so different, and what I do, especially how I speak on it, has been so different, because for me, my superpower is being almost too authentic sometimes. And my personal content, if you go to my Instagram and you look at my content, you're going to see lots of Knox, right? Knox is everything to my family, to my husband and I. I kept him home from school today just because we're both a little under the weather. And I was like, you know what, let's go have a mommy and me day. And being able to share that, I feel like, hey, we're all in this together, right? The other piece to the personal side is running, right? I did my first half marathon, and I cannot tell you how many people sent me a DM just saying that they were anticipating me posting my time. And why? Because I had done a really good job at documenting the process of the 16 weeks of training that I had done leading up to the half marathon, that people were invested, right? Yeah. And even behind that, right, having my son, I remember posting a poll about baby wise and taking care of babies, like the two sleep training programs. And this was before my son was even born, right? I was like maybe 20, 25 weeks pregnant, and I posted it, and it exploded. Like, I had so many people that were like, do this, do that, do this, do that. And one lady in particular, we ended up having this amazing conversation. She's now been not only a client of mine for 2.5 years, but she's been to my son's first birthday and second birthday. She will be at his third birthday. Every time I'm in Dallas, she and her and I always have coffee. Like, she's truly part of like my little family, right? And it all started over being vulnerable about, hey, I'm really nervous about this because I'm a working mom trying to run a company and also trying to be a present mom with my brand new, soon to be brand new baby. So personal content is very important, but the most important part to personal content, if I may, is how we tie it into how we prospect, because I think this is the missing piece for most people, right? If all your content is business, 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 then if you reach out to me via DM and comment on something I'm posting about, let's say it's Girl Scout cookies, right? I posted the Girl Scout cookies I bought from the girls at Walmart the other day. If you haven't bought Girl Scout cookies, guys, like, you might be past your window, but please. But I posted about that in my stories, right? And I did that intentionally. So let's say you, Karen, right, reach out to me on Instagram and we reply to my story about Girl Scout cookies, but I click on your profile and go back and I'm like, who is this Karen lady? And your entire feed is nothing but business, 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 real estate, real estate, real estate, stock image or boilerplate templates, which I despise, right? Then all of a sudden in me, my head, psychologically, you're out. Like, I'm not even entertaining the conversation. And that's perception is reality. And that's a hard concept for people to understand, right? But, or an ego check, I guess is a better way of saying that. But if I go to your profile and I see really personal content, I see that you have a kid, I see that you have a couple dogs, I see that you're into sports, whatever it might be, all of a sudden, intuitively, I'm going to give you a little bit more of my time. And that's your way of saying, hey, we're kind of one and the same. Now the conversation can continue. So being willing to share personal content is more than just allowing people to see you for who you are, but it truly ties into, if you want to create an opportunity to actually scale your organization through the Instagram platform, and you're going to be outbound prospecting on Instagram or Facebook or wherever for that matter, and you're not sharing personal content, but you're having personal conversations, there's a massive disconnect. And it's been very obvious. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it is. And it's interesting because this year, so a couple of things, I actually just, you know, cause I remember I was raised in the world where you had two separate accounts. I actually, in the last year, cut, like, deleted my business accounts, because like, it's just one account, because I think for whatever reason, we felt like we had to be one thing, right? I'm only Karen the realtor, or Karen the team leader over here on this account. And then over here, I'm Karen the person and the mom and the all the things. But when you have that kind of separation from a content creator perspective, number one, it's very disjointed. Because we are all things. We're not just singular things. You're not just a mom. You're not just a business owner. You're not just a dog owner. You're not just a runner. Like, you are all of those things. And so to try to kind of segment out each of those things separately from a content perspective, it just doesn't make sense. And I think what happens is then your audience feels the confusion, because you're not all in, right? Like, I see it all the time when I'm looking at one of my pet peeves is I will see an agent, same thing, like an agent comments on one of my posts on Instagram, or they like one of my reels or whatever. And I'll go look at their account, right? To see, oh, do I know this person? Is this person in my group? Like, do we have some synergy? And one of my pet peeves is you can't tell they're an agent. Like, maybe there's some posts with houses, or maybe there's some posts with, stats, like the market stats that, different companies will put out. But the bio tells me nothing. Like, there's no, like, where do you work? What areas do you serve? Like, what do you do? Like, there's no, or worse, you'll see the ones that maybe the account will say, this is my personal, but then go over here for my business, something, something. And there's just a huge disconnect. Like, for me, as a person who's following other people, right, and enjoying their content and wanting to connect with them, I feel confused. So, I've got this person and they're promoting these two places. Well, who do I follow and who do I connect with? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So I think having them all together, I think it's a wonderful world that we're in now, where it is more accepted, I think. And I think we all need to get to that point where it's just one. You are one whole person who has all of these different facets to your person.
Well, and you can definitely attest to this for sure, which is, how many agents do we hear about, or do we talk to, that say, well, I don't know what to post, or I don't know what my next piece of content is. Well, yeah, you do. You're just not allowing it to be what's next.
That's right.
And I think that that's really important too. I mean, I have a client who pays $800 a month for a videographer to go sit in an office and record video content. And I was like, Logan, why? Like, why? And he's like, well, they're really polished. They look really good. He's wearing a suit and he's like all super professional. And he has all this kind of ridiculous B-roll, in my opinion, in it, which, stop that. For those of you guys listening, like, stop that. Like, if you guys know the meme with the little girl holding a purple hairbrush, like, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Right. But he's trying to be so overly professional. Now, he is a professional dude, but this guy's prior military. He loves GSD, like the concept of get shit done, right? Like that. He says that constantly. And he rucks every single morning with a weight vest. He wears 8-man and grunt style clothes every single day to every appointment. So I was like, Logan, be you, like, be that guy, because that's who I want to be connected to, because that's the type of Logan that I feel very connected to myself personally. So I said, you're really overly polished videos. You're trying too hard. Right. Because put your ruck on, go for a walk. 'Cause he rucks anywhere from 5 to 10 miles a day. The guy is nuts. Right. Yeah. But 5 to 10 miles a day in a ruck, like in a weighted vest or a military rucksack, like, record a value series in that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden your entire audience is now like, dude, I want to not only hear from this guy, but I just, like, he's inspiring me to be a better version of myself. So, I think agents, especially mortgage professionals, I would say fall victim to this too, but they just try too hard. And we try to make content more than it needs to be. Some of the best videos I've ever done, my hair hasn't been done. I haven't had any makeup on. I don't wear fancy clothes. Like, I do enjoy getting dressed up and putting a sundress on occasionally, but like, I'm a t-shirt and jeans and Nikes kind of gal. Right. Yeah. So when I accepted that I had to just be that, right. And I don't need to have eyelashes and go get my hair done before every video, every single time, it was very freeing. And all of a sudden, every piece of content that I posted came very naturally and very organically.
Because it's authentic, right? It's authentic to you. And people can tell when you're full of shit. And when, right? And when you're, yeah. And when your real life is, I'm t-shirt, jeans, Nikes, whatever, but yeah. Your content is portraying business suit and fancy heels and designer handbag, like they're not congruent, right? And so there's an authenticity factor that's not there. And I think people can smell that a mile away. And when you are so authentic to yourself and you present yourself in that way, that's when you get those like, come work with me calls, right? So for you, it's the person who needs help with their social media or wants to enroll in your course and like they're sold already. Like I want to come work with you. For me, for my team, it's, I want you to come list my house, right? Or it's agents reaching out to me and saying, I want to come join your team. Like it's not, it takes away, there's so much competition in our industry. And sure. We're all trying to compete on the level playing field, but there is no level playing field. Your level playing field is your field, right? It's the field with the t-shirt and the jeans and the Nikes, because those people, they're going to like be all over it because they relate to you. And yeah. if it is somebody who wants the designer this and the designer that and the fancy car and all of those things, then they're going to relate to that person. But trying to, you know, be who you're not is that's not going to serve anyone.
No, and it's not serving the purpose of finding people that will seek you out, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the best thing ever is when you wake up on whatever given day of the week and you open your Instagram and you're like, wow, that's a really nice message. Yeah. Or, you know, I remember standing on stage at a social media conference, and I was literally on a panel with a bunch of gentlemen who, you know, TikTok real estate agent of the year, all of these like really big titles. Now their imposter syndrome aspect certainly becomes a part of this conversation, but I've been doing this for 10 years. I know a thing or two, right? Yeah. So I kind of had to put that away for just a moment, but leading into this conference, I said, okay, well, I can go shopping and buy a dress or get a pair of heels or, you know, whatever, go get like a whole outfit. But you know what I did? And Karen, I think you'll love this. I ended up going on Amazon. I bought a shirt that said be different backwards. So the only way you could read it was in a reflection. The amount of comments I got on this freaking t-shirt was amazing. It was like $13 on Amazon. It was the best purchase like ever. Yeah. But the reality is I stood up on stage and I basically said, this is me. I don't agree with a lot of what this is. And the people that were raving and came running towards me, to your point, I didn't have to sell them anything. They were already bought in. But when it comes to prospecting, I want to ask your opinion on this, because I think a lot of times we forget that prospecting is not just about people reaching out to us, mm-hmm. because that's beautiful when that happens, yes. right? Yes. But the reality is you haven't built a $1 billion company yeah. by not outbound prospecting.
Yeah.
So will you talk to me about what your outbound prospecting strategy looks like, not just on Facebook, but also on Instagram?
Yeah. So my strategy is to be the magnet where people reach out to me, but that happens in an active way. Prospecting is something that you do in an active way. So for me, my prospecting is not I'm calling people all the time, or I'm, you know, checking for hashtags that are, you know, my demographic or my type of people, and then trying to connect with those people. That is not how I prospect at all. For me, my prospecting is kind of two things. One, when I'm prospecting for my specific real estate sales business, it is all about my local community. And so it is social media content. Now, for me, understanding my local community audience, a lot of that is Facebook for that specifically. And so it is posting anytime I am doing something in my community. I'm always, you know, giving shout outs or giving, you know, props to the local businesses, the local this, the local that, like always tying it back, right? You know, I got a call recently from someone. I got one of those come list me calls, right? From somebody in our neighbor, in our community. So when I sent her a thank you note, you know, just kind of supporting my team member who was going to go and meet with her, that note was actually written on a postcard from our local museum, from our town that has the town name and the quilt and stuff, right? So it's intentionally tying all of those things together. My prospecting activities for my real estate business is a certain number of, you know, kind of warm reach outs from a message or a text perspective. It's a certain number of notes. I do postcards, a lot of the kind of traditional real estate things. Those really work well for me. when it comes to prospecting on Instagram, for example, which is what I do when it comes to recruiting to our real estate team, right? We are always looking for high quality agents to come and join us on our team to help us to serve our clients and to help them to serve their clients better. And so for me, what that looks like is it looks like consistency, number one, right? Because if I post today and then I don't post again for 3 weeks, like, you know, that's not gonna work. So there's a consistency factor that has to happen. So for me, there's a goal of, you know, a post today and a couple of stories a day, like kind of like what you're talking about with the guy, you know, who does the ruck, like, you know, showing your day, showing your life, showing what's happening, to kind of keep people engaged. And then it's being me in my content that I put out. Like my content that I put out on Instagram has a very, and in our Facebook group too, it's kind of a specific message around who am I speaking to, right? I'm very clear on who am I talking to. I'm talking to the woman in the real estate industry who is feeling isolated in her business. I'm talking to the woman in the real estate industry who is a mom who is struggling with how am I going to do all the freaking things? Like I've got all of these responsibilities. How am I going to make all of them happen? I'm talking to the woman in the real estate industry who is lacking direction. You know, I give the example all the time, like, you know, it's Monday morning, you're so excited, you sit down at your desk, you've got your cup of coffee, and okay, now what do I do? And so I have a plan, I have a system, I have a thing that works for all of that. And so I craft my content around that because I want to speak to the woman who can recognize, you know, I'm speaking to the woman who is a former version of me, right? You know, when I was in, you know, business 15 years ago and 10 years ago and 5 years ago and 22 years ago, you know, that version of me is out there right now and she's looking for what I have. She's looking for what I became. She's looking for those steps. And so how can I, so that's how I'm maybe not answering the question directly about prospecting, but for me, it's not, I think prospecting gets a bad rap. And so for me, it's not, you know, I'm going to prospect for 2 hours. It's I'm going to show up as myself and authentically connect with other people on Instagram and then through traditional methods. And that's what has grown my business.
You're authentically connecting and showing up for 2 hours. If that's the time you've allotted to it, then that's, and I think it's a beautiful thing because I mean, I wake up every Monday morning and it's my favorite morning of the week because I'm still a paper planner person. Yeah. So I will literally write every single appointment that I have for every single day of the week. I have a deadline date for a certain thing. You know, if I have a webinar on a certain day, I know that I need the presentation done the night before so that my COO can look at it in the morning. Like I literally write every single one of those things out. So Monday morning, I look at my planner and I'm like, hell yeah, this is going to be a good week. Right. And it's sort of a motivating part of my day. And I feel like it sets the tone for really the rest of the week. But, one of the things that I do, which I think is very, the synergy is very much apparent to me, but one of the things that I do personally is every single day I wake up and I have one job and that's the only thing I tell myself. And it's, I have to build a new relationship that day. I have to forge a brand new connection based off of a previous connection that I might have. So for example, for me this morning, right? One of the ways that I know that my company makes money is getting on podcasts. So I know that every week, if I am on at least one podcast, I've done a good job. I average, you know, 5 to 6 a month, which is fantastic. And I know that that's an important part of how I grow my company. So this morning, for example, there was a mortgage podcast that I found kind of on accident looking through some of my Dream 100 lists, right? So I have a Dream 100 of real estate agents, mortgage professionals, mortgage companies that I want to speak for, events on the real estate or mortgage side that I want to speak at. And so I have this Dream 100 list. And let's say I am following a bunch of those people, right? For example, one of the gentlemen this morning, I randomly came across him on Instagram in my feed, clicked on his profile. I looked at the connections that we both have, right? Which is a multitude. One of the mutual connections that I have literally just interviewed on my podcast is Phil Treadwell. So Phil Treadwell, everybody knows who that is in the mortgage space. And I saw that the two of them were connected. Phil had also been on his podcast recently, but I had just also interviewed Phil on mine. So that's how I created the connection with Brian, reached out to Brian, and Brian already knew of me. He had already been following me on Instagram. We were already friends on Facebook, but we had never actually spoken. And we ended up having this really long conversation in our DMs. Come to find out, he has a podcast studio in Nashville. I live in Clarksville, Tennessee. So he's like, Michelle, come, I'll fly out to Nashville. Let's do a dual podcast. I want to have you on mine and I'll come on yours if you want the guest. And duh, of course I want the guest like that. Right. And so by focusing on my prospecting that day being every day, I have to generate one new relationship that creates a new opportunity. All I did was leverage connection. So that's how I teach prospecting, which is if I'm connected to you, Karen, and I see that you're also connected to this other lady that has a podcast. Well, I just interviewed you. You just interviewed me. How easy is it to use the credibility of that to forge the new relationship? So, and I think that's the key to Instagram or social prospecting, which quite frankly, nobody's doing. It's kind of sad, honestly. Building an entire foundation or strategy, if you will, around how to do that, what to say is also a scary thing for a lot of people, which between you and I is kind of baffling to me, because if you pick up the phone to call me to try to help me sell my house, you know exactly what to say. Mm-hmm. You just don't know how to correlate it into how to send a DM or how to send a Facebook message without sounding like you have sales breath. Yes. You know,
well, that's just it. And I think that none of us want that, right? None of us want to be that icky, you know, salesperson, because, and why do we not want that? We don't want that because there's a impression, or I think actually the reality is that you're not authentic, right? And you're only there for, you know, the commission or for the sale or for whatever. And I don't think any of us want that kind of relationship. I love how you describe it as social prospecting and talking about it as kind of your goal each day is to make that relationship, because I think that's where a lot of real estate agents, they fall down so much in this, because they hear, you know, the old school. And still, I mean, I literally this week, I interviewed an agent for our team, and, you know, we're talking about, I was like, okay, what's not working for you where you are right now? And, you know, she's with one of the big brokerages and that's known for training. And she's like, well, all my office does, all my broker does is they push cold calling and door knocking. And I was like, you know, what is this? Like, you know, 1965? I don't think so. Like, you know, there's a whole better and more authentic way to do it. And that's through the social prospecting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the beautiful thing about Instagram, Facebook, definitely, but Facebook's always been this way. But the beautiful thing about Instagram prospecting that I have really developed the strategy around is people, especially real estate agents, they're petrified of, well, Instagram's not hyperlocal. I only sell in this little tiny town that I live in. Okay, that's amazing. Great. Let's go. Because you're probably the only person in your little tiny town that's going to be doing what I'm about to tell you what to do or how to do. Yeah. So Instagram prospecting is very hyperlocal. How you do that is so powerful, right? I have a real estate agent, and you'll love this probably. She's really into plants, like hardcore plant lady, die hard. Everything is plants. She's probably going to listen to this episode and DM me and tell me you were talking about me. You're right, Sarah. I was talking about you, but she loves plants. And every closing she gives one of, whether she's on the buying or the selling side, a plant. And she has a really great relationship with the owner of the plant shop in town. First of all, when she hired me for coaching, she's like, wait, you want me to go record videos in the plant shop? And I was like, yep. Yes, Sarah. Right. And then in addition to that, we ended up coming up with a really fun way to produce value content. I have a term that I talk about in my organization called value series, right? So one topic divided into 5 sub questions. Each of those 5 sub questions is a 90-second video or less. And the idea is that you're leveraging a passion like this in your content to tell a story around the real estate transaction in a unique way. Very similar to the archaeology example we talked about at the beginning of the call. But what we came up with was an entire series around 5 ways or 5 reasons to hire a real estate agent if you are going to be moving with a lot of plants. Oh. And it was so fun, like fun we came up with, because there are a lot of people out there that are diehard plant people. And you're like, how the hell do I move with 50 plants to my new house?
Yeah.
So creating content around that. Yes. But here's where the prospecting side came in. I said, Sarah, if you're trying to build your community, right, or build your tribe in your local area, she lives in Connecticut. How do we do that? Right. So we went on Instagram. We found a ton of blogger type influencer plant people in Connecticut. We also found a ton of other local small businesses, very similar to the plant shop that she goes to, We found a ton of hashtags related to plant lovers. We found all kinds of things. I mean, we spent 45 minutes building this day out on her prospecting track.
Yes.
And I remember getting the DM from her after she did the first day. She was like, that was so fun. All I got to do was just comment on plant stuff for an hour. And what her statistics are going to look like, if you look at her professional dashboard, right? In just a couple weeks, they're going to shift. And she's going to start to see that a vast majority of the incoming new people that are consuming her content are going to be right in her local area. And they're going to love plants.
Yes. And you know what? And I love what you're saying there too, about how, you know, she feels like it's fun, because how many times you hear, I don't know many agents that would say that prospecting feels fun, right? Because I think the way we've been taught to do it is decidedly not fun. But when you're like mixing that passion that you have, and gosh, I mean, there's so many things, like she could have client events at the plant shop. Like there's a million ways to like bring it all together. And here's the other thing I think that real estate agents make a mistake of. Yes, you can absolutely dial your Instagram in to be very hyper local, but you also don't have to. There is a whole income stream in our real estate industry for realtors of making referral fees when you are making connections to other parts of the country. I mean, one of the biggest pillars in my business is agent to agent referrals. I have agents who reach out to me constantly, or people who reach out to me constantly, because I am their resource, right? I am their resource for all things real estate and real estate agents. And so they need an agent that is in, you know, Salina, Texas, or they need an agent that's in Santa Barbara, California. Well, okay, you know what? I can refer you to those people. And so there's actually great benefit to me having content around that sort of thing, because that is an income stream for our business. But I think a lot of agents we've been taught to be kind of close-minded, I think, in the way that we do things, and it doesn't need to be that way anymore.
No. And I think you and I could talk, there's 17 other categories around this, you know? And I think that the beautiful side about this for me is that it's an ever evolving process, right? How we approach something is constantly changing, and it's constantly adapt, or we have to constantly adapt and grow. And I think that there's an elephant in the room with the real estate community right now. At the time of we're recording this, it's, you know, just a few days post. But what I will say is I think it's an opportunity to create a unique identity. And if there was ever a what's the word I'm looking for? If there was ever a time, but I had a more poetic way I wanted to say that. But if there was ever an opportunity for you to create the brand that you're after, whether you're the plant lady or whether you're the archaeology guy, it's now, guys, like bad, right? And I think that for me personally, I just pray that people who are listening to this just realize that you have a lot to say and you're not boring, which a lot of people like to say. And trust people like Karen or trust people like me to guide you, right? Because we're doing it every single day. And I think people need to swallow their pride. And I'm getting better at this, right? Of like, hey, I would love a connection, right? I never, ever used to ask for that ever. In the first 5-6 years of my company, there was never a day where I would ask for help. Like I was like, no, I'm going to be the girl that can build this totally 100% on my own. Right. And I did. And I'm very proud of that. But getting to a place now where, hey, Karen, you and I have an audience that is very similar, right? We have two audiences that need what you are doing and what I am doing. Let's do it together, right? Ask for help and stop waiting for permission to find the time, right? Because you're never going to get it. But trusting the people that are walking the walk, I think, is the point that I'm trying to make ultimately.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and the thing is this, like, just because you are getting help, right, from someone, no matter what it is, whether it's joining a team like mine, or, you know, being a part of my inner circle program, or being a part of your business and your programs, like, that doesn't mean that you're not still building your business. You are building your business. These are assets to your business, right? These are, everybody does that, right? Kids go to, you go to college to learn how to be a doctor. Like, you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to be a doctor and I'm going to figure it out on my own. You have to go and, you know, get the education and learn the things and align with the people that are going to help you. And so this is the exact same thing. So as we kind of, you know, sort of wrap up our conversation today, what is sort of kind of like a parting thought for you that you want to share with our audience about why, why they need to be present on Instagram more and why, you know, how that can really help them to grow.
I think I want to be careful with my words because there's a lot of different things I could say, but I think the ultimate goal that I would have for anybody listening to this is understanding that everything that you need, you already have. And I think the concept of I need more followers, I need more engagement, I need more, everything is more. No, you don't, right? Because if you ask yourself this question of, you know, Karen, how many followers we have? I don't know. I have like 11,000. I don't know what your number is, but going through that list, you're like, how many of those people do I actually know? Yeah. Right? Very few. I could say if I went through the list, a couple thousand, I could confidently say I know of them or I knew them directly. But every single one of you guys listening to this, whether you have 300 followers, 500 followers, 5,000, 50,000, you don't know every single person that is consuming your content. And if you did 20 deals last year and your goal is to do 40 this year, guess what? Every single one of the 20 that you need to go from 20 to 40 is right there already in your database or already consuming your content. Yeah. So consume less and connect more. And it's the world is your oyster, right? Like you, it's all right there. And I think actively outbound creating conversation, focus on personal pieces first in doing so. And stop the sales breathiness, especially via DM.
Yes. I love it. No, that's awesome. Mine would be, you know, kind of really sort of in the same vein. I mean, I think showing who you are authentically is the best way for your audience, your consumer, your community to connect with you and to understand who you really are and the value that you bring to the table. They're not going to get that when all you're doing is sharing, hey, check out this open house and look at these stats from last month. That does nothing to differentiate you in any way, shape, or form from, and again, you know, kind of going back to what we were alluding to, you know, this settlement that was just announced right before you and I were starting to record this. Like, that's how you show your value. That's how you demonstrate your value is how you're different and what it is that you bring to the table. It's not just resharing a something of a something. So,
well, and can I add to this really fast, because you just said you're different, right? And I really want people to hear what you just said, because you're different. And a lot of times, like when we're recruiting or when, like in your case, recruiting, right? I don't recruit, but if someone comes to you and says, Karen, how are you different? Right. Here's the thing, guys, is being different doesn't have anything to do with what you do during the real estate transaction. Cause guess what? Pretty much every good real estate agent is doing what you're describing. Okay. Yes. So how are you, quote, different is how do you show up for your people and how do you relate to your people in an authentic manner? So being different means go be Sarah and be the plant lady, mm-hmm. right? Go be my mortgage guy who wants to talk about archaeology and record all of his videos while he's on a hike looking at freaking fossils, which is so fascinating to me.
Yep.
Right? And stop the overproduced content, all this super fancy, you know, frills and all of this, and show up as a human being that has other people that are going to feel connected to them. And I think if COVID several years ago taught us anything about social content, it's the fact that I went through postpartum depression and was living in the middle of nowhere in a town of 4,000 people with a 2-week old with no friends or family. Like the fact that I showed up authentically and shared that, I really think that helped blow my business up. Like,
for sure.
Sorry. Right. And not to be selfish, right, in that sense, because I was dying during that time, but showing up and sharing that is how people were like, damn, like, really, you're struggling? Cause when I look at you, I'm like, holy crap, I want to be like you. But for me, I wasn't feeling what other people were perceiving. So it created that opportunity for people to say, no, I do want to work with Michelle. She's the person that I need to hire. So that was my unique it factor, if you will. So sorry to go on that tangent, but like,
no,
when you said,
no, I love that tangent, because people say that all the time. How are you different? You know, what makes you different? Well, and I say this to agents, you know, there's a feeling in our industry that we want to hold things close to the vest, right? I don't want to share with you my listing presentation. I don't want to share it because I'm afraid you're going to take it. Well, I have always given everything because, you know what, take it because you're not me. Even if I tell you and give you, which I do actually, on my team and in the inner circle, step by step, what I do and how I do it, you aren't me. You're going to have a spin and a take that is different than mine. And I am, that's going to be different than yours. So So take it all, take all you want, because you're not me and I'm not you. And like, that's our superpowers. Right. So, so I think that's a good way for us to kind of, to wrap this up today. Perfect. So how can our audience find you?
Yeah. Easiest way is on Instagram. Just type in Michelle Berman, Michael Berman Media Social. I answer all my own DMs. I've been a big believer in that for many, many, many years. The other thing is, you know, my podcast as well. So this episode with you, Karen, will be on my podcast because it's that good. And that's where we want it to go. But Coffee and Questions, semicolon, teaching realtors and loan officers how to do Instagram better. We have just shy of 60 episodes and I'm really stoked about how well it's doing now. So that's a great place. Our YouTube channel is also a great place, but, and Facebook group for that matter. So really just type in my name and it'll all pop up.
It'll all pop up. Well, for me, of course, Instagram is my favorite. So, I'm at Karen.W.Cooper. So I love connecting there. Of course, our podcast here that everyone is listening to, Empowering Women in Real Estate, the podcast. We are just about, in fact, I think when this airs, we will have just crossed the bridge of 300 episodes.
That is incredible.
Which is really amazing. And of course, our group on Facebook, Empowering Women in Real Estate. So
yeah. For my audience that doesn't know you, Karen, will you tell them what you have coming up just so that if they have an idea of like wanting to get dialed in, what's coming for you?
Yeah. So many things. Obviously we have our podcast episodes that drop every Wednesday. We are actively working on our next conference. So our fourth annual Empowering Women in Real Estate conference is coming up this fall. So a great way to learn more about that is going to be on our website, empoweringwomeninrealestate.com. And then I am just continuing to show up every day on Instagram. That is really what is next. We are so excited about the future of our business, as real estate professionals. I am not scared of any of these changes and things that are happening in our business. We are reimagining what it means to be a real estate team. We are reimagining what it means to be, you know, part of our world. And I am super excited about that. So we'll be sharing more and more about that as time goes on.
I love it. And I think now more than ever, that's what we need. So thank you for sharing that. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Yes, I would love it.
If you enjoyed this episode, please go follow my guests on social media. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving us a review wherever you consume this content.